Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Matt Taibbi later on this morning. We'll join some Hog Wild Barbecue. Also, yeah. Comedian Drew Lynch is going to be here. Petey's here.
Craig better be here this segment.
Too. Last night was the only time of the year that all four major sports in the United States played. Only time this year it'll happen. Baseball, football, hockey, and basketball.
Also college football, too. Huh?
Then you can add that, too. They just talked about the four majors, but there was some college football. Yeah. Was that Houston, Memphis, or something like that?
Somebody in Arkansas State.
Oh, that was on, too? Yeah. Okay, see, I missed those.
Yeah. Wouldn't say you missed them.
I wouldn't say I missed it.
Got Arkansas State, too.
They rolled, man.
Yeah. All right.
Man.
I heard they're pretty good.
They're a viable team.
Oh, yeah. They are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard they're good.
Yeah. Couple birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
No play from Mr. Gray.
Which one?
Keith Hernandez.
Hernandez.
64 years old today.
Yeah. I think the weirdest commercial ever is those two, him and Frazier, sitting on the dresser looking down the bed.
Creeping.
It's just like the creepiest thing, man. It's so
great.
Weird. It's great.
It's so cool they were willing to do it.
I know.
Like, yeah, all right.
We don't care.
Yeah, we'll creep it. And then you might remember Dave Craig, longtime NFL quarterback, Cardinals, Oilers, Chiefs, Seahawks.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah.
He's 59 today, but I ask you, who's taller? Keith Hernandez, or longtime NFL quarterback, Dave Craig.
Hernandez.
Dave Craig.
Keith Hernandez played first base, typically just throwing some information out there.
Hernandez.
Quarterbacks are usually at least above 6'1", 6'2".
Tell Drew Brees that.
Well, yeah. There's exceptions.
Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez, 6 foot.
Oh, he's short,
only.
I thought.
Yeah,
he's short.
I thought he was taller, too. Dave Craig, 6'1".
All right.
Boom. Major League Baseball playoffs, as you know, the Dodgers trying to win one for Vin Scully. The Cubs are done.
They did.
Yeah.
I think it was Vince. Vince was the bad guy. He didn't broadcast this year, did he?
No. I don't think he did at all. Maybe some special events or something like that. A couple of innings here or there.
But Vince is still, want to get one more for Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they haven't won one 88.
88.
Yeah.
Last time they were in one was 88.
Last time they even won a pennant like that, Yankees up 3-2. Tonight they're in Houston. Game 7 would be tomorrow, and the World Series starts Tuesday.
Man.
Yep. Now, this could be fun. We're only a few weeks from the college basketball season.
Yes.
So the preseason coaches poll is out. Exactly.
Well, that's
I laughed at it.
That is the most amazing thing, preseason college basketball. Because if any sport, they do just
play. It doesn't need one.
They don't need one. They play it out.
At all.
They
right.
play it out.
So I ask you, I think between the four of us, well, the three of you, since I'm looking at it, but I guarantee you can name 9 of the top 10 sight unseen without any basis of what happened last year or any recruiting class. I bet you could fill 9 of the 10 preseason coaches college basketball poll.
Oh, yeah, easily. North Carolina. North Carolina, Duke.
Duke, Carolina.
Oh, geez.
Louisville in there?
Louisville. No, no, Kentucky. Kentucky.
Louisville's
not in there?
No, for some reason. They lost a couple
Kansas.
Recruits, I think.
Kansas.
Michigan State.
UCLA.
UCLA, not.
Oh.
They're 18.
Oh, they're
good
18.
Guess, though.
Damn.
Good guess.
Oregon.
Oregon, not.
Oh, man. I thought he was loaded again.
Off. Yeah, me too.
He must have lost some guys.
Getting votes, yeah.
Must have lost some guys.
Okay, so you got Duke, Michigan State, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, you've named.
Yes.
I think there's 4 obvious ones left.
Syracuse,
not. Though a great guess. Wichita State's in there.
Oh, shocker.
Oh, that's good.
West Virginia's in there.
All right.
Recent ones. But then the three perennials, Arizona, Villanova, Florida.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, every year it's just like the same 10 teams at the top. Creighton getting some votes.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oregon just getting votes. Arkansas getting a couple votes, too, Craig.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
horrible. You're the worst fan.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate my team.
I know. That's true. Like Tony does and his Cubs,
Remember South Carolina won the women's basketball? College basketball championship?
Last year?
Yeah, nope. I mean, it never happened. UConn won it, right? Didn't they?
No.
See, we assume in the history of the world?
I assume so.
UConn got beat.
Right, by South Carolina.
I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, I think
if you say so.
I think Trump just spaced it all together or something. He invited UConn.
Did he really?
No, but he has not invited South Carolina. Uninvited. First national champion, first women's national champion since 1983 not to be invited to celebrate their championship at the White House.
Black girls from South Carolina.
Black head coach.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe that's the reason, maybe not. But they have not been invited.
He was just assuming they weren't going to come, skip the whole
thing. Still got to invite them. You still got to invite them. I mean, I wouldn't go either, probably them, but you still got to invite them. You know?
Yeah.
Well, if you're counting on him to be the magnanimous one.
No. He's real. He's like me.
That's right.
He's an ass hat.
He's realistic,
this too. This effing guy.
So he started a petition. Have you heard of this petition?
Who did?
The President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief. Started a petition. Petition.
Yeah, to ban the NFL from TVs.
Well, kind of.
Get off my...
Him and Pence.
Oh, God. Pence, by the way, they want Pence to pay people back. For the stunt.
Yeah. The president has asked for a list of supporters who stand for the national anthem.
Oh, Jesus.
Add your name below to show your patriotism and support.
Jingoistic crap.
Starting a petition.
No, come on. He's the divider in chief. We know that. That's all he's trying to do is divide the country, and it's working.
We talk about protests.
Yeah.
Protests. We talk about protests. Right. And then Jags owner Shad Khan.
Yes.
Billionaire.
Who paid Trump money.
Millions.
Right.
Gave $1 million to Trump's inauguration.
Right.
Has recently called Trump the great divider.
Yeah.
And then he was talking to Jarrett Bell, USA Today. And just read this quote. Let's get real. The attacks on Muslims, the attacks on minorities, the attacks on Jews. I think the NFL doesn't even come close to that on the level of being offensive. Here, it's about money or messing with trying to soil a league or brand that he's jealous of.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to talk about, like, now that he's president, he will never own an NFL team, and he's grinding that axe.
Well, and they didn't want him to begin with in the NFL.
Right.
He's still pissed at that.
And I've forgotten the USFL 30 for 30. You know, Trump's a big part of that,
yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, he's the reason the USFL died. If you watch the 30-30,
and there's a whole point in there where he talks very openly about why they decided to play in the fall right up against the National Football League was because he saw it as a really cost-effective way to become an NFL owner.
Yep. He wanted to absorb his team like years ago when they absorbed some ABA teams
correct.
In the NBA, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So Shad Khan, again, who gave $1 million to Trump's inauguration, is now just like, look. He's making it tougher. He's trying to hurt the league, and he's not worrying about the things that really a president should be doing.
Of course he's trying to hurt the league.
Yeah.
And I boycotted Wednesday night football last night like Charlie Daniels.
I always do, too.
It was two nights ago. Yep. It's Friday.
Oh, yep. It is Friday.
Oh.
I watched Thursday night football.
Yeah, I did watch
but
that.
But I boycotted Wednesday night football.
Every Wednesday night football.
In fact, I don't even look up the score. That's how much I'm boycotting Wednesday night football.
Don't start any of my fantasy players that are on Wednesday night football.
Never.
As a rule.
I will stand with you guys in that one.
Thank you.
You bet.
That one was by the way, we just turned down an interview with Lee Greenwood.
What?
Every year we have to turn down an interview with Lee Greenwood.
Oh, man.
Because he calls up to sing God Bless America.
That'd be great.
you can hear it a bunch of times. Don't worry about it.
I got it.
Why does he call this time of year?
Because it's almost Veterans Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we like the veterans.
In advance of Veterans Day.
We like the veterans. Talking to Lee Greenwood is not interesting.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah, at least I know it's free.
I won't forget. NFL's national TV ratings are down 7.5% this year. Doesn't sound like a big number, but when you start factoring that into the millions and billions of dollars the television ratings bring in, there are people that raise their eye at it, and it was down last year. And then more notably, 25 of the teams in the National Football League, their local ratings are down specifically.
Yeah.
And usually those, you know, are even higher than whatever the national rating is.
Combination, some bad games, bad pub.
And just they could not continue the trend of gaining millions of people every year.
I'm with you on that.
It just doesn't work that way.
It happened with NASCAR years ago, too, when everybody thought NASCAR was just going to flood the nation. Mm. And average fan would check it out because, you know, especially through the 90s, they started checking it out. And then average fan thought, this is boring.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can't watch this every year.
And then they kept opening more tracks. They couldn't fill them all. They got rid of some southern tracks. You can't expand. It can't happen everywhere.
Yep.
So, NFL's always going to be around, and well, unless CTE takes it out in 20 years or 40 years or whatever. But the bottom line is, it's always going to be around. might not be.
And it's always going to get ratings.
Right. It's always going to get ratings.
It's always going to get some ratings.
Right, right, right.
Always. And then there's a documentary the NFL Network's been pimping lately, and I am interested in it a little bit. It's called NFL Films Presents. Anytime something starts with that, I'm interested anyways.
Mm-hmm.
This one's called Touchdown in Israel. This is Bob Kraft, the Patriots owner,
yep,
the Cheaters owner, decided he wanted to take 18 Hall of Famers to Israel, which is a country he apparently went to his honeymoon on.
Is he Jewish?
He visits there all the time. He calls it his favorite country in the world.
Is Kraft Jewish?
I don't know. He just opened up the Kraft Family Sports Campus in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking guys like, listen to this list of guys. Jim Brown, Joe Montana, Roger Staubach, Joe Green, Chris Carter, John Stallworth, Eric Dickerson, Jerome Bettis, Marshall Faulk,
but what's the story
Anus
about?
Williams, just, Mike Singletary,
he's Jewish,
Bruce Smith, he is Jewish.
He's a Jew.
It's just, taking some guys who had never been there and would probably never go there and exposing American football and seeing their reactions to difference in culture.
Back to politics, I didn't know he was Jewish.
But
why didn't he hammer his boy Trump for not denouncing white supremacy?
He's a Democrat.
Yeah. No, but he gives Trump money, man.
He's still a Democrat.
He gives Trump a lot of money, man. They golf.
Says here.
They're homies.
I know, but Democrat. They hang out. They hang out, man.
Yeah. People will do that.
Yeah, they're homies. Oh, and that game last night. Oh, shoot, Puss. Did I
shoot
ask
puss.
You to get the...
I heard you had me shoot puss.
The David Carr.
Oh, yeah, I got that up in here. I've been busy. I didn't forgot to roll it in.
Yeah, we'll just quote him. But no, a couple things happened.
Maybe
first
you shouldn't
of all,
quote him.
Beast Mode. Yeah, no kidding. I actually don't want it.
No, you don't want you to say that.
Oh, Beast Mode has not been having a great last few games, and there was a moment where Derek Carr kind of got hit late. Marshawn Lynch wasn't even on the field. A couple of the offensive linemen started shoving the Chiefs players around. Beast Mode sprints off the field, throws on his helmet, gets involved, starts to push a ref, turns and realizes it's a ref, and tries to hold him up, but it's too late at that point, so Beast Mode gets ejected. The Raiders do win, though. And at some point...
That's going to be a big fine, man, pushing a ref.
Contact
big
with a ref.
And going on the field when you're not on the field.
That's the
with.
Other thing,
right.
Yeah. It wasn't even on the field at the time. And they showed some video, the Carr family, there's 10 years difference between the older Carr, who's out of the league and now on the NFL Network, and the younger Carr, who a lot of people think has a bright future ahead of him and with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And they were showing him at some point during halftime of a Texans game or something, wherever his brother played, they had mascots versus this youth team. And this mascot, Derek Carr was playing quarterback, this mascot gets a sack on him. And he jacked him up. And so Tony Romo's laughing about it, and he's like, there you go. You got Derek Carr getting pounded by a 30-year-old man.
I just posted the link.
You know, I was telling these guys off the air yesterday, there was a cool little piece on one of the E60s about the Carr family. And since he was 10 or 11 years younger than his brother, when his brother got drafted by the Texans, Derek Carr's on stage. And when Goodell walks up to him, he says, I'll be back. And what a great line.
Yeah.
Because it's not even cocky. It's what a 10-year-old would say, but for it to happen is really cool.
Yeah, it's like cute and like cool at the time.
It's cute and cool at the same time. And it happened.
Yeah. And Goodell's still around, too. Not a bad weekend of NFL football. The Saints and Packers are playing.
Shut up.
You guys get a quarterback?
There's been an 11.5-point swing in that thing. The Packers were 6.5-point favorites. Now they're 5.5-point dogs at home. And tickets there, Packer fans should be proud to know that tickets they can't give away right now. Secondary market prices are down 50%.
Here's the deal with the Packers. I know you want to try to hang in there, and maybe Rodgers comes back in 8 games, but he's probably done for the year, right?
Yeah, he had surgery yesterday. They
want to hang in.
They were going to wait till after the surgery to see how it went.
Hope that division beats each other up. I get it, wanting to hang. But Tony was leaving here earlier. Hog Wild Tony, he's a big Chicago Cub fan from Chicago. And he said, well, at least now I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
He goes, I don't have to sweat late games and go to bed. They're out of it. Is that how you feel about the Packers
kinda,
season?
Yeah, no. There's zero expectations at this point.
So you're playing with house money.
Yeah.
If you're going to lose, or you think you're going to lose. If you win, it's good for you.
And you know what?
I always feel that way.
Yeah. Oh, you always feel that way. That's because you're like me.
You're Craig. Yeah.
See, I'm in.
But Puss is over positive about his team all the time. You know that.
I'm in Nick Allen Chiefs fan land here. I'm already looking at mock drafts, going, hey, we never get a high draft pick.
That's true. You don't.
Maybe we'll get somebody good.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, Rodgers did have surgery. They had to do surgery last time. He had a broken clavicle. It was not on his throwing arm. He did not have to have surgery, and he missed 7 weeks. So you would think
this is on his throwing arm.
This is on his throwing arm. He did have to have surgery, and there's only 10 weeks left in
and
the regular
why bring
season.
Him back?
Well, from what I'd read, they said the surgery may actually speed the recovery. because they put a plate in there to stabilize the bone. So who
last
knows?
Last night.
If they hang around,
stabilizing the bone last night.
You're right. If they hang
but if
around,
out, but if they're out, they're going to play.
But yeah, no.
Yeah.
So you hope the Vikings. Who do you want to win now? If you have a choice, who do you want to win that division? If it ain't the Packers,
the Lions,
you guys.
Yeah,
because Todd's Vikings. He's going to ride your ass bad.
Yeah, no.
Do you want the Vikings to win that?
Yeah, but there's an a-hole Lions fan down the hallway too. I got to hear.
It sounds oxymoronic. Yeah. An a-hole Lions.
I know.
Fan.
There's not. There's not.
I don't know.
And Bear fan, Richard Reese is a Bear fan.
It ain't going to be the Bears.
Yeah, they ain't going to win.
They ain't going to win. No, probably the Lions.
Oh, over the
I don't know.
Well, the Vikings host the Ravens. They're 5-point favorites.
The stupid
games.
Vikings, by the way. If you live in Omaha,
right.
Check out the CBS affiliate on Sunday morning, right before they go live to the games. It's usually me and Todd on a little 15-second commercial, looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
But now excited it's to be there.
Oh, yeah. And now it's me and Craig. And
excited
Craig,
to be there.
And one of the games they're showing is the Vikings and the Ravens, and Craig says this.
Coming up next, it's the stupid Vikings and the Ravens.
The stupid Vikings and the Ravens is great. The audio is going to be so good. Like, I'm going to watch it. I usually avoid that like the plague. And I watch CBS's pregame, so I'm always sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, me and Todd washed out and freaky or on TV.
I've seen it once.
I know, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're going to see you this week.
That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. It's much worse if you're in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to avoid it, like you said, like the play.
The lighting's horrible. There's no planning. We just get in front of a camera on a green screen and say,
And I haven't been on TV ever.
I always thought that was live.
It's best to have a
but he
freaking
says,
hat on.
He says the stupid Vikings.
That's so great.
I didn't think they'd let me.
I know. I ain't either.
But everybody
they
says,
don't care.
Yeah, everybody said, man, it's fine, whatever. We just want to go home. We're just hungry. Yeah.
That's the best part about that day. That shoot lasts 30 seconds.
The afternoon games.
And it shows.
You get the stupid Cowboys.
Yes, you do.
7-point favorites at the winless Niners. Mm-hmm. Never know what'll happen that one. Your boys got the Bengals.
Yep.
5.5-point
favorites. In
Pittsburgh,
favorites. Yeah.
Yep,
Pittsburgh.
At home. And Denver goes out to the Clippers.
That game in Denver?
That game is in the Clippers.
At the Clippers, okay.
Yep, and that is even, the point spread on that one. And then the night game, they're billing it as a rematch of the Super Bowl, though anytime it's the next year, it's not really a rematch. Things are so different for both teams, different coaches, different players. But Falcons at the Cheaters. Cheaters only a 3.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering, and this is at least according to the Associated Press.
Hang on a second here.
Associated Press.
Drew Lynch is coming in later on, by the way. Reminder. Funny dude, man.
This is the best road teams have fared in the National Football League since the merger, since the 70s. Road teams.
I like that.
46-46. So
I like
road
that.
Teams have won 46 games, and they have lost 46 games.
Since the merger.
So I guess that's the same.
Best since the merger.
Since the merger.
So it's the same for the home team then, isn't it?
Well, that would probably be the worst for the home team.
Yeah, it'd be the worst.
Right?
If it's the best for the away team, it's got to be the worst for the home team.
Yeah.
Then the away teams, the home teams are also 46-46?
Right, which would be
they
bad.
They would have to be.
Which would be bad.
It would be horrible.
Yeah.
That's good news for the NFL, though. You want that.
Yeah, you want road teams in the hunt.
Yeah.
Now, some of that probably has to do with attendance at some of these places, you know, at the Clippers games and the Jacksonville games.
That
and,
could be it.
You know, the Patriots kind of lost 2 at home.
That is odd and true.
Yeah.
In the morning.
And the Eagles.
I'll be true.
That's a stupid odd and true.
In the moment. What is odd and true,
yeah,
though?
They don't
usually lose at home like that. Eagle fans 5-1, so of course they're bitching.
Yep. Of course they are. It's Philly, man.
Yep. Some nerd, Pete Morelli, he's a white hat, like Cleet is in the National Football League. And some white hat is pissed off that they're 5-1, and Pete Morelli had their game. And so he looked into Pete Morelli's crew, the last two times he's had the Eagles, and he, you know, put their stats up there, what the penalties that the Eagles had versus the penalties what the opponents had. And then a little bit later on Twitter, this
they're 5-1. Eagle fans are still thinking they're being repped against.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So then this dude took it even further. Pete Morelli's crew in the last four Eagle games, and it was, you know, yeah, it is a little bit lopsided, but there's so many factors that contribute to that. You can't just say it's a ref grinding an axe, man. It's not how it works.
Refs don't care.
Refs don't grind axes.
We've asked Cleet that 1,000 times. Do you care?
Do you even know who's on the field?
Thank you. You might know, but you don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously know, but I mean, you don't, like, oh, man, I got, you know, yeah.
No, I was actually, when we had, we golfed with Cleet last week, and I didn't get a chance to see that play that he was talking about, where the Steelers blocked a field goal was blocked for them, and the guy knocked it out of the bounds.
All that crazy
stuff.
So
I asked Cleet, so he described the whole play to me, and he just described it like he didn't care what happened. He just described it what happened. You know, he didn't care the Steelers got screwed. But they didn't. They didn't.
The play is the play. All these guys are out there. They want to work the postseason, and they're graded on every flag that's thrown, whether that penalty is accepted or declined.
Right.
Right? And so some of those stats that show how many penalties were accepted
don't reflect
how many flags were thrown.
Nobody wants to help another team.
Yeah. No. Eagle fan.
Right. Yeah, that explains that right there, Eagle fan.
Eagle fan.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The NFL Referees Association calls it sensationalized statistics to create clickbait.
The NFL referee should have said Eagle fan.
Yeah. Suck it. Surprise, surprise. O.J. Simpson, you know, he's golfing and stuff.
Golfing. And looking for the real killer, by the way.
I'm sure.
To this day.
When he's not golfing.
To this day.
And here's his status. You know, you imagine how deep does he have to go in the Rolodex to, like, just find people who are willing to, like, hang out with him right now, right?
I know.
And then for somebody to be honest, this was great. TMZ ran into Eric Dickerson somewhere, and they asked him about OJ, and Eric Dickerson's like, yeah, he's good, man. He wants me to golf with him. He's been calling me to hang out and stuff. And they're like, oh, are you going to play? Like, no.
Probably not.
No. I'm good, man.
No, I'm good. I like that. I'm good, man.
Yeah, nah, man.
Don't need that in my life.
No, you don't need that bad pub either, do you? Eric Dickerson's in the public eye. He didn't need that crap.
No.
You know? All right. But if my best friend killed his wife and another buddy, and like a woman, I'd have to know. I would have to know the truth from my best friend.
Yeah.
And I might have to live with that, but I'd have to know. And I might even be quiet about it because he is my best friend, but I'd still have to know.
Yeah.
You know what? I would have to know.
That's fair.
I would just have to know.
Yeah, I mean, how are you going to move forward in life always wondering if he killed somebody?
I'm not talking about an acquaintance. I'm talking about O.J. was one of your best friends.
I agree. You know,
Al Cowings knows.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's Al's fault for keeping quiet because I might keep quiet too.
Yeah,
Because he's still your best friend. But I still have to know. And I might avoid them. I've avoided friends for less.
It's not that hard.
It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.